level. Only a master of evil, God.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of
Patsy? Half of the past of the sheep.
Why did you say that name?
It's his mother's name.
See this biscotti cookie?
Ah, see, now you know I know Krav Maga, right?
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Do it.
Welcome back to the Half Past Sheep Podcast.
I'm just starting again.
It's fucking how we're starting. All
right, you know, I'll roll with that.
Only an hour and a half later.
Yes, we've been trying to like concur this like really like
convoluted
immaculate like intro with all this music and shit, and it's just not working.
This is the whole reason we made a fucking intro, and we're just trying to make an intro after the intro.
You know what? Okay, we got Eugene here. Looking beautiful.
Fucking
we got
Joe homie. The Rock Swanson.
We got our homie Joe the Rock Swanson. Our fucking boy.
Our homie.
If I were ever to get a tattoo, it would be of that man.
This beautiful
Joe
man.
Joe the Rock Swanson.
To
for
give
people
you,
that don't know say. What it is, I don't even know if this is what was... For context, we posted a thing about people being like, for the first time in months, we're like... Give us some topics to talk about, because we have no topics. And we got two swipe-ups. We got someone talking about Vikings, which we know nothing about.
Yeah,
Vikings.
I'm sorry, we have never
we
watched a show.
Talk about Vikings. Is it the show? Is it just Vikings from history? I don't fucking know.
I would assume they mean the show.
I would hope. Or maybe... No, I was going to say maybe
unless
the
they
Assassin's Creed game, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't
unless they literally want, like, a history lesson on Vikings. Like, bro, you're in the wrong spot if that's what you're looking for. I'm sorry.
The textbook. The only textbooks we got here are D&D textbooks.
True that. We got the Player's Handbooks lying around, bro. We bought, like, four of them.
I know. Fuck. And then really another fucking question. Another question was... Topic was Joe the Rock Swanson.
And we looked at each other like, what the fuck is Joe the Rock? I'm like, oh, like, from Family Guy? Is he have like a new son or something called The Rock? Like,
we looked it up and it's Joe Swanson from Family Guy photoshopped onto fucking Onyx from Pokemon. And it's so fucking beautiful. It's honestly, wonderful. There's so much things we could do with this. We could print it out and tape it on Eugene as his new tattoo.
We're making the vinyl stickers for cars now with this?
Hey!
We're going to pay the money to do
that?
If
we ever get a studio, I swear, we're going to have a big poster of Half Past Sheep, our logo up, and then we're going to have a nice picture of Joe the Rock Swanson.
I fucking love it. I fucking love it. What a legend.
Did you read that caption? Joe Swanson as an Onyx.
Like, who the fuck just wakes up and just goes, you know what? Today's the day. I'm gonna make Joe Swanson an Onyx.
I don't know, but I feel like those are the people that should be in charge fixing things.
Excuse me, President Trump, you need to step down. We now have the creator of Joe the Rock Swanson as our leader.
I feel like his name would be like Chad or something.
Why would he be a Chad?
I don't know.
I feel like he'd be more of like a Greg. That's like a Greg thing to do.
Or Todd.
Yeah, I could see a Todd.
Yeah, Todd.
No, you could see my boy Todd Howard doing this, though. Todd Howard from
Todd McFarlane?
Obsidian? No, not Obsidian. Bethesda?
Todd McFarlane?
Oh, you're talking about my...
Spawn?
Yeah, I was going to say, you're taking out my Spawn thingy? He just put out a new update, brought the Spawn Kickstarter.
Oh,
yeah.
Spawn Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was. I mean, they're not doing it anymore for that action figure or whatever. They're like, yo, we're going to remaster...
They're not doing it anymore? What?
No, they're still doing it. It's just like the Kickstarter's over. Like, you can't, like, back it anymore.
Are you sure? Because I looked it up, like, a few days ago, and I was able to enter it.
Oh, unless they... elongated it.
Oh, elongated man?
Mm-hmm, I concur.
Oh my god. I don't know what the word concur means.
I agree. But you just say it for some reason stupidly.
I don't know.
Instead of yes, you are correct, you go, I concur.
Oh my god, when you're like trying to like show that you know more.
Like, I'm a little British. I got a little bit of a 1% Brit in me.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
And we were just talking about how we're going to stop doing the YouTube vids.
Yeah.
We
just don't get enough exposure for I mean, to be fair, I also did not upload it very regularly.
Well, we don't. First off, we don't get any views on YouTube, and we might as well just work on the podcast platforms. But I was like, wouldn't it be kind of fun to do like a meme review type segment where we like just like looked at memes and like TikToks or some shit?
See, I feel like,
and then we could like put it up on YouTube and like they could see that.
I'm down for that. I feel like we should just do YouTube as like not the podcast, just completely separate from the podcast. Like we should do something else for the YouTube. We should expand our brand.
Oh, have you tried that? I mean, I'm down for that.
No, we tried it and then we never uploaded it. Who knows? Maybe it was good and we're just being hard on ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, I feel
I'm
like
totally lying, Frank. Those are fucking awful. Please don't defend those fucking gameplay videos. They were terrible.
I feel like the only thing we could do on YouTube would be like meme reviews like that. And like, because we just spent like an hour. We just spent like a fucking hour watching TikToks of like this one. Can I please play that? What's good with it?
Oh my god, sure. Yeah, well, this.
Oh shit. Breaking the fourth wall.
Whoa,
just keep chatting it up.
He found this like, I don't even know, an Instagrammer who is like showing.
He's not an Instagrammer. He's like this kid that like does.
Not Instagrammer, sorry, TikTok. He's a TikToker who's like trying to be like a TikTok, what is a fucking influencer?
Okay, I'm gonna lay it really.
Who tries to be an internet personality? Yeah. Am I right?
He's an ugly fuck. He's short. Jesus. He's a short. I didn't mean to rip into him, Jesus, motherfucker. And he like posts these things, just like looking photogenic as hell. And he like takes like
check my drip.
I'm hella goofy.
Oh my god.
He's like, and then he's like, I took like fake mug shots and fake paparazzi pics.
I just want to say, okay, he's one of the cringiest people I've ever seen in my
disgusting
life.
Disgusting. Yes. I mean, I'm sure he's a cool person.
I'm sick of seeing him at this point.
Nice,
yeah, maybe he's nice and everything.
I have some negative energy. I need to channel that somewhere, and I'm going to channel it to the Frog King himself. And
Frog King.
Listen to this. This kid looks like a 5-year-old, and he's like, I don't
know
how to
explain.
How is
he 18? When you told me that, I totally thought he was in fifth grade.
Yo, people get confused by the sound of your voice because it doesn't match their perception of what you should sound like according to your race. Check.
Let's go with it.
Oh my god. This is an 18-year-old male. And he definitely.
Let's go with it.
He definitely sounds a little off, I'd say.
What the fuck is wrong?
Little do we know, he's going to be like our fucking number one fan. He's going to be like, oh, fuck. Fuck the half-fetch.
This fucking guy literally went and made his own fan pages, and he's made like four of them.
See, now that's just sad at this point. It just makes me sad.
He has a Honda.
He's like trying his best, like Frank. Leave him alone.
He has the emblem off like an old-ass Civic. Tic Tac, like, you know those little like thumbtacks?
Yeah, the thumbtacks.
He has it like stabbed through the logo on his wall.
Were you about to say Tic Tac?
I don't fucking know. He's also got Urban Outfitter bags like taped on his fucking wall.
And that video
like,
he did.
Jesus Christ.
The video he did recently, like, check my drip, and he's wearing like a Gucci fucking
and it has
jacket
the tags
that has
on the
tags
store,
and that security
yeah.
thing, and he's in the
my
store.
God.
Yeah, that's.
He's Frank got nothing on Joe the Rock Swanson.
True
that's
that.
All I'm saying. That Eugene H.
Kennedy. I was going to call it Eugene H. Parnassus.
I was going to say yeah. Parnassus as well.
Are we doing a name change?
Whoa.
For the first time in Half-Past Chief history?
No, hell no.
Nah, I think H. Kennedy the 8th needs to stay.
Speaking of Kathleen Kennedy.
Oh!
Segway.
Is this canon? Is he like the cousin of Kathleen Kennedy or something like that?
I don't know.
I'm kidding. We want Eugene to be associated with good things.
Yeah. Maybe we should talk on that topic a little later on.
Oh, saving the big guns
maybe,
for last?
Yeah, maybe. Oh. Maybe I'll shoot the topics out real quick if I can pull my notes
up. Oh, shit. I forgot we were doing this. We're like 8 minutes in.
Oh, fuck. That's it. So we're going to talk about some Star Wars shit, of course. There's some new movies and a new movie release date announced. There's some shit going on with like the execs up at the top.
Ooh, the execs.
I'm using big words today. At least that one word.
Like Conker.
And Xbox did a whole thing with their fucking game showcase and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Summer Games Fest. Get it fucking right.
There's also some.
As an avid fan of Microsoft. Come here, Bill Gates.
and then my computer's gonna die, and we're not gonna be able to look at
Joe the Rock Swanson. No, not Joe the Rock Swanson.
Apparently, there's some kind of like online Comic-Con going on as well. Because when I was looking through IGN, it was just showing all this like DC's panel and shit.
I mean,
like
they gotta do something. I mean, Microsoft did everything online. Apple did everything online. Sony's doing everything online.
I just heard
online.
Nothing about it. I mean, DC's doing their, like, DC fandom at the end of, or maybe in August? Maybe that's what the fuck this is. I don't think so. They're doing this, like, online thing. I don't really know how the
maybe
fuck
it's end of July. I don't know. I feel like a lot of their online stuff, you could either have it, so far, all the big company ones that I've seen are really good, but I feel like some of them are just terrible. Like, you should have just canceled it, bro. I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I've seen some other things. I'm like, why did you do this?
Keanu Reeves walks into the Skype call.
You're beautiful. What did he say? No. Fuck, what did he say?
I don't remember.
No! You're...
Speaking of Keanu Reeves...
You're breathtaking!
There oh, yeah, that's exactly
what that's it was.
Speaking
yeah.
of Keanu Reeves, it's like the 20th anniversary of his Constantine movie or something.
Is it?
Today.
Oh, I saw that, actually.
Yeah,
I was
reading it on IGN, I guess.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
You've never seen it? So I've seen it, and it's kind of like Spawn in my head, where I feel like it's good, facts. But I have a feeling when I see it, it's going to be fucking terrible.
So, something I've been learning... is I have been one to hold to my hate. So I'll be like, I hate that, and I hate that, and I'm going to express it. And then I go back and like look into him, like, you know what? This is not that bad. It happened with Batman versus Superman, but to be fair, it was like a completely different movie.
Yeah, they really
but still,
changed it.
I fucking hate... I've hated so many different things, especially with, like, just reading a bunch of comics. I've been like, I hate this certain thing, and I hate all this, and then you read it, and you're like, this ain't that bad.
Oh, just like the Hush movie?
Stop bringing that up. I don't know, just keep... Is that, like, the only thing you can relate to comics? Is
it's
the Hush
because when
movie?
You say the Hush movie, I just know that you actually hate it.
It's terrible.
It brings back bad memories.
It's awful. But, yeah, I was about to say I'm never going to fucking watch the Constantine movie, but you know what? It might be fucking good. It's Keanu Reeves in it. I don't like the character of Constantine, but I don't know enough about him to say talk in the matter, so...
So how can you hate him?
I don't hate him, but, I mean, I kind of
don't judge
him.
A book by its cover, bro.
It's kind of annoying.
Oh. Well, then.
Why does he do something new? J.J. Abrams is making the Justice League Dark film.
I'm kind of excited for that. I think we talked... I don't know if we talked about that.
I don't know, but...
J.J. Abrams are homes making the Justice League Dark.
I'm pretty sure we've talked on that, but if not, J.J. Abrams is directing a Justice League Dark thing. It might be a movie exclusive on HBO Max. It might go to theaters, or it might be a like show, kind of like how Snyder's cut.
The Snyder's cut, didn't they just release some like footage of that too? Something like that? Like Superman in his black suit, like they just re-release
something like
that.
Well, speaking on the matter, I just read something that... What the fuck is the guy's name that came in after Zack Snyder?
Joss Whedon.
So apparently Zack Snyder's is gonna, like, with all this fucking money he has, he's not using a single piece of footage that Joss Whedon did.
I mean, he has
all
a lot of money. He could literally recreate
the
entire movie.
He could remake
the
whole fucking... I don't know if he could remake the whole movie. I think he only has... I don't even know movie budget. It's a lot of
I'm
money
to me. I'm
pretty
sure he has $40 million, which
I'm
is
pretty
a pretty
sure it's
fucking
to 30
big.
Million.
Well, I guess not if it's that big, because, like, CGI and all that. And I don't know, actually.
I mean, but now we don't have to see Superman with the fucking mustache thing. I guarantee you it's going to be a completely... He might even bring fucking Darkseid in. I mean, we've talked about this. We talked about all the possibilities of that movie, but... No more Josh Whedon shit. No more mustache scenes. No more saving the family.
No!
I am sad
putting,
to report that
put Joe the Rock
Joe the Rock
Swanson
has died. I'm going to chop my shitty-ass Lenovo across the room.
Oh, shit. That was a good toss, actually.
Thank you.
Anyways.
My Eugene can take center.
Ah, center stage, Eugene. It's your time to shine. I forgot what we were talking about before I screamed no. But, Oh, yeah, Justice League. Oh, are you talking about Dark?
Actually.
Bringing Darkseid in. That's what it was. Into the, like,
yeah,
the kind of shit.
They're
like
going to do a whole bunch of shit. It's going to be a completely different movie, which is exciting, which we've talked about probably in numerous episodes.
Yeah,
now.
I think so.
But another thing that I was trying to fucking watch is I was like, Doomsday Clock is this thing with Dr. Manhattan, so I'm like, I need to figure out what the Watchmen is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, trying to look up what the Watchmen is. I'm like, oh, there's an HBO show on HBO Max. I'm like, damn, this shit low-key looks fire. I thought it was just going to be...
Low-key lit.
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be like a better version of the fucking movie, like literally after the graphic, like an adaptation of the graphic novel, because apparently Watchmen is, I don't fucking know. If you know anything about fucking Watchmen, just DM our fucking Instagram, and I'm sorry for swearing.
He's getting really angry. Jesus Christ.
DM our Instagram at Half Past Sheep Podcast and just fucking explain this to me.
Fudgin. Son of a fire truck.
Fire. That was a Smosh thing when we were kids. Fire truck.
Oh my God, yeah.
You remember that shit?
I actually had a friend whose mom literally swore on like food. She's like, fudge! She would legit, like,
flapjacks!
Serious, not even joking. Legitimately, like, really.
French fry! Fig Newton!
Like, legit, like, full on fucking angry. Like, just be like, fudge you! Like, to other people. I'm like, what the fuck?
Holy shit. What the hell's wrong?
The better thing is her name was Tabitha. Good old Tabby.
Good old Tabby. Good old Tabitha. What the fuck is that voice? But,
oh, shit. Ooh.
Watchmen.
Forgot this whole step from Watchmen.
From my understanding, I know nothing about Watchmen. From my understanding, Watchmen consists of the single graphic novel that is apparently renowned, like the best graphic novel of all time, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure it is. Sounds like a really interesting story. And then I thought there was a lot more, like Spawn, how Spawn has been like an ongoing thing.
Yeah, over like fucking 300 issues or some shit.
Which is cool, I think.
I think it's cool, yeah, don't get me wrong. I think it's
really
cool.
Bought fucking, dude, $10, if you need to read something, dude, $10 Amazon, buy Spawn Origins. It's only 6 issues, though, for $10.
Oh, shit. 6 out of 300 for $10? Holy shit. Yeah,
it's fucking expensive, but from my understanding, Watchmen is the one graphic novel, and then only other things I could find were these, like, before Watchmen books, where it's, like, before Watchmen, and, like, each book has two characters, so, like, one would be, like, Dr. Manhattan. I don't know if it's exact pairs, but, like, Dr. Manhattan and the fucking, like, owl dude. I don't know. I don't know the fucking Watchmen.
Wait, what is his name?
There's some owl guy. Yeah, I know there's, like, the comedian. The
comedian, Rorschach.
Rorschach. But, like, it
would you say horseradish? Horseradish.
What the fuck is that laugh? Yeah! Fudge muffins! Flapjacks!
Oh, shit.
I'm too fucking wired right now. But
I know, we're just, like, randomly fucking wired. Right. Anyways.
Anyway. But, like, this all is, I was like, I'm gonna watch this HBO show. And I'm like researching. I'm like, okay, so this is all they have in the Watchmen, so I expect it to kind of be like that. Well, I'm watching the show, and I don't know anything about it, so I'm thinking that this is what the fucking comic is
about.
Wait,
wait, wait. You're a man, and you're watching? Are you a Watchman?
I'm just gonna leave you there and let those words sit in your mouth. So I'm watching the show.
Uh-huh.
I know nothing about Watchmen.
Okay.
And it's just, like, really confusing, because all of a sudden it starts off, and they're in some, I don't know anything about this, but apparently there was some crazy massacre, white supremacists killed a ton of black people. It looks terrible. I'm watching it, and it was, like, in a hotel room. Mm-hmm. It was last week, that's why we didn't make an episode, because I was out of town. It's watching this, not in the right mindset, and it's like, am I watching the right show? Because what is happening right now?
Am I watching a history thing instead?
Horrifying massacre. And then it's like, I know who the... What is his name? Rochester? What is with me in these Rorschach. Weird laughs? I just like did another like screech.
I believe it's Rorschach, if I'm not mistaken.
Rorschach.
Rorschach, yes.
That's a terrible name.
I believe. Now you're making me second guess my second.
He's a roaring shack.
Rorschach, right?
So he is a shack that roars? All the Watchmen fans are just cringing right now.
All of them are just like, end, delete, black, spread how bad this show is.
If you made it past Concur in my first scream laugh hybrid, I love you. But
we love you. Please continue listening.
Yeah. Please don't do that fucking voice.
What voice? Okay, I'm sorry.
But the Rorschach?
Close enough.
Whatever, the Rorschach, I think. Guy.
No, horseradish or whatever the fuck you said.
All right, so the horseradish guy has a fucking, like trench coat with the fedora and then the, like, the sock mask with the black markings on it, right?
Yeah.
Well, all the white supremacist villains in the, also the villains are white supremacists, which I think is a cool idea. I really like that. But they all wear the fucking Shaq mask or whatever the fuck his
Shaq
name is.
Shaq, now it's Shaq. Takes off the mask, it's just Shaq, like the also, fucking meme after he takes that bite of the hot wing.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't know, it's very questionable. I started it and I've decided I'm not gonna watch anymore until I read the graphic novel. Apparently it takes place after
I'm pretty sure it does, yes.
But knowing me, I have to read everything in chronological order.
You're gonna read the graphic novel and then realize there's something before the graphic novel and you have to read that first.
Well,
picks up phone. Well, now that you say it,
I have a reading order right now going on.
Right,
and this is it right now.
Oh my god! What the fuck do the emojis mean?
Just to let you know, the ending are just runs. So that means numerous graphic novels for each name listed here is the bottom.
Oh my god!
So I have it organized with the emojis, meaning I own that one. I need to buy. I'm gonna read it on DC Universe, or I'm gonna watch it on like a comic historian or something.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so we got that shit organized. I already got the order together. I'm gonna order Crisis and Infinite Earths.
Oh.
The Man Who Laughs. Nightwing Year One. I think, yeah, I'm going to order those three. It'll probably be like $40 or something.
Jesus Christ.
Not bad for three.
Yeah, but three out of like the 25 or more that you have listed there.
Yeah, but I'm going to spread it out because look at all the ones that I have to like I read on the app and watch.
Yeah,
so
that's
I have
true.
A bunch of that like four will buy four that like last me, what, like 20 or some shit? I don't know.
No, I gotcha.
But whatever. But yeah, Watchmen, the fucking, I don't know. But also, like, I don't know her name. There was also this one really trippy scene, but I don't really know how to explain it. It was weird as fuck, but
I just keep hearing, like, the whole show's kind of, like, weird. It kind of has, like, not weird, but, like, it has those, like,
one of the main characters is this, she's a woman. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I just explained she's, I mean, I'm trying to explain.
You said she's a woman.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that sounds weird, but I'm trying to explain the character.
Right,
she's, I don't really understand her. So she's an African American woman, right? Mm-hmm. And her costume is she spray paints her face. She spray paints a black mask on, mm-hmm. so like a line across her face, and then wears like a hood. And she's a part of the police force because all the police officers wear like yellow masks to mm-hmm. hide their identities. And then there are like these like certain higher officers that wear like costumes and stuff.
Oh.
It's really weird.
It sounds weird. It's
really weird.
So the way Matt explained it to me, the reason they do that, I don't know if this is going to be spoilers or not.
The Matthew Lundin?
The Matthew Magnus Lundin.
Oh, my. That is a powerful name.
That's a fucking powerful name right there. Okay. Cool. You can see him on Sakura Sunrise, Sunset.
Oh, my
one
God.
Of the
Give
two.
Him
Give him a plug. Out. Give him a plug.
Oh, speaking of
He's actually volunteering at a anime review site right now.
See, I would pretty fucking, cool, if I knew how to write reviews, I would fucking love to do something like that. That's pretty cool. Good for him.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All right, I'm going to give a shout out real quick before I forget.
Oh, shit.
This.
Okay. Shout out.
This kid hit me up on the Instagram, was like, how do you make your podcast? And I told him all about the great app of Anchor that we owe so much.
Freak!
Yeah, we need to make a new
app. Yes,
ad,
we definitely need to. We keep saying that every, like, we've been saying that for the last, like, 20 episodes.
So this kid made a podcast. Off the top of my head, I think he explained to me that he made this one podcast that I'm about to say, and then he's going to make a Star Wars one with another friend or something, so he's going to have two going.
Competition? No, I'm just
kidding. Tell him to beat his ass. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Cut him off, block him.
he's stealing our shit. No. We grow together.
True,
we're a community.
We're a community. You guys can't see, but I interlocked my fingers.
Yeah. He's also the fucking person that mentioned Joe the Rock Swanson.
What a legend. Thank you, sir. I don't know if that's actually what you were talking about.
I hope.
But
If not, you've if just it's created not, it's even better. Beautiful.
Yeah, you created something better.
But they made a him and his friends made a podcast. It's called The Empty Hole of Knowledge.
Oh shit! Wow, what a name compared to fucking Half Past Sheep.
He was telling me how, because I told him I listened to a little bit of it. He's telling me how like a little bit of it is messed up because of some editing software. Or something,
I mean.
But
wait, pretty... he edits?
I don't
we don't do shit.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty funny that they call some redneck and shit in the beginning, but yeah, check it out. We helped him out make his thing. He's using Anchor, and I don't know, I decided we'd shout him out.
No, yeah, it's very nice. Shout out, community grows together.
Yay.
Podcasts.
A podcast clan, if you don't know.
All right, we're going to take it. We're going to take an ad break.
Okay.
See you guys after break.
Holy red crimson skies of death, Batman, let's make a terrible TV crossover.
All right, already done.
Oh, I can't believe we've never talked on the fucking DC shows.
I didn't even think of that. Wow.
That's not even a topic
that's
of the gonna
day, have to be a whole thing on DC
itself if we ever talk about that. Arrowverse is a monstrosity.
Maybe YouTube should just be like where we put our specials and we'll make a special about the DC crossover.
Where you watch it and just laugh at it.
Yeah, I love it.
That actually be pretty fun, I feel like. I would actually like that.
Yeah. Oh, I've enjoyed new ideas?
It. Oh, shit. Oh. Low key.
Low key, though?
Low key ideas? Ideas flowing through our head? Big brain?
I'll put 200 IQ?
Alright, motherfucker. Let's start talking about some Star Wars. The people who haven't clicked off, don't click off.
Wait, what are we talking? Oh, alright. Oh,
okay, I thought I messed up and you were talking about Star Wars.
I had a small brain time. It fucking died in that
second.
Okay,
we're good. So, apparently there are 3 upcoming movies.
Yes, sir.
That have been posted, apparently, all coming around Christmas time, starting 2023.
Yeah, basically you're a new trilogy, so to speak. I don't know if it's gonna be a whole trilogy. I'm assuming it is because they have just those 3 movies released, or not released, but planned. So December 22nd, 2023, December 19th, 2025, December 17th, 2027. So every other year, basically, after the 2023 movie. It's really anybody's guess what these movies could be about. I don't know if they're going to go back and actually fix things, because obviously it's so far off. It's literally like 3 years away.
Okay. I know exactly what they're going to do.
Okay.
They're basically going to make an entire trilogy about Rey going into the mirror realm, going back in time, killing
using
everyone,
the speed force.
Yes, killing everyone we enjoy and like.
Okay.
And then she becomes the new emperor. Everything that they've made is retconned. She rules everything. Only one man can save her. One man. Joe the Rock Swanson.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm kidding.
What a fucking revelation that would be.
Yeah, right.
She just lifts her mask and it turns out
she's
fucking
Joe the Rock Swanson.
No, I was going to say Kathleen Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy.
Kathy K.
Yeah, so there. I mean, just to stay on topic before we jump to the whole Kathleen Kennedy thing. I really hope these next 3 movies, if they're going to stay true to what they said, and I really do think they are, that they're not going to touch the Skywalker saga is not closed. I don't give a fuck what they say. The Skywalker saga will... more movies will be made about it, for sure.
I think they're more of saying...
if it's not...
there's no more continuations. Like, this was going to be the only continuation. If anything, they're probably going to add sub-stories now. Like how Obi-Wan's
TV show is...
You think
firmly,
they're
going to
continue?
I firmly believe that they will eventually get to see more movies with Rey.
Yeah, but she's not technically a Skywalker. Like, I think that's technically them ending.
Are you kidding
these...
me?
Oh my god.
Rey is as a Skywalker as Anakin is. Jesus. Don't even start with me.
Oh, please don't.
You prequel phobe. I mean, you a sequel phobe. Okay, booms. Anyway.
No, I think, because, legitimately, I think that was what they were trying to do. They were trying to...
I think I have a mental disease, so I just have to, start spitting, awful jokes.
That's... you're turning into me now?
Damn.
Did we swap roles?
Shit.
But I think the whole thing they're going, or at least maybe planning to do with the whole thing, is they put Rey Skywalker because, okay, they can end the Skywalker saga because
it's basically done. There's really no reason, from what they did at least, to continue anything. But now it's they
left
have
in shambles, destroyed, burnt to the ground. Nothing's there.
Exactly. And then now they can start off with a character who, first off, has been in Star Wars before, as well as now has the last name of basically every main character, at least of the movies, the main character of each movie.
Well,
so now it continues the Star Wars name, basically, because it still has Skywalker introduced or in the universe,
which
and then
be
it
cool.
has the character.
If they're going to stick with these sequels, I really would like to see more movies with Rey and see her, like, quote-unquote Jedi Order or Force User Order or whatever. But the sad thing is, I don't know if this is good or bad, but the actor of Finn said he will never do another Star Wars movie again.
They ruined his character.
No, they absolutely murdered him. Remember the whole thing where, like, dang, an ex-stormtrooper that's Force-sensitive is about to be fighting Kylo Ren?
Yeah, and he had the lightsaber and everything like that, and Force Awakens was, like, the only decent time for Finn. Even then, I haven't seen it, so, like, I'm probably even thinking wrong. It was probably, like, even...
You have seen it. What are you talking about?
I mean, I haven't seen it recently, excuse me. So it's probably, like, I'm probably thinking wrong. He's probably, like, as terrible in that as he is in that only
other. He's a lot better, because he's a lot more important in that, because he has the whole thing in the beginning, and he falls and meets Poe Dameron. But regardless, these next three movies, I really hope that they explore the pre-Phantom Menace era, so we can honestly just give us... Just look.
High Republic?
If you want to do us right, you say, fuck everybody. Fuck the High Republic. Leave that in the comics and the books. Let's go back even more. Just give us the Old Republic.
Yeah, they should really just give us
the Just give us the games. Give us Revan. Give us the... I'm sorry.
Malgus.
Yeah, of course, Malgus and all those. I don't know the characters' names by heart, but the cool Jedi girl with the double-sided blue lightsaber, her master had the green lightsaber that was killed by Malgus, I think? Yeah,
By Malgus's master,
no,
I think.
I'm pretty sure Malgus killed him.
I don't remember anymore.
And then I'm pretty sure, does Malgus kill his master after that then or something?
I haven't seen all the cinematics in so long and then learned the story. I just haven't.
Yeah, but just give us that, dude. Like, Darth Malgus is so cool.
He is really cool.
Darth Revan. I think that if those guys became canon and were in movies like they
and
were
done
in those,
right.
Yeah, if they're done correctly like they were there, those would probably be my top two favorite Sith.
Oh, for sure. I would definitely say so.
It really just depends, because I really do like Darth Maul. But
that's
like,
the thing is that Star Wars right now, and I think that's why Disney did it this way, is why I'm kind of fine with how the sequels are. Don't get me wrong, I still think they're trash, but just, like, continue on now. Just please just continue the universe. Because what they're doing, or at least what I think they're planning on doing, because think about it, all Star Wars has been, at least movie-wise, it's all about just one long era of Clone Wars and then Empire.
Yeah.
And it's always, like, you're looking at the Skywalkers and all that. It's like, there's other Jedis and other Sith that were out there before.
Yeah.
Show me those.
Mm-hmm.
Just go and show me those. Fine, you ended it terribly, fuck, but now just go back and show me all the other cool shit that
honestly,
I know was
yeah.
out there. That's why I'm just like, just don't even fucking worry about it anymore.
Yeah, just go back, give us the two twins, the cybernetic twin with the yellow lightsabers.
I know nothing about them, but they look cool.
Yeah, I don't really know much about the timeline. I'm pretty sure there's like... Obviously, there's, like, an empire of some form.
Right.
There's, like, a Sith empire.
Yeah,
because
there's, like Sith homeworlds and shit. Like, they're in, and, like, yeah. I think...
Do pre-Rule of Two. That's what I want a fucking
yes.
movie for. I'm pretty sure High Republic's pre-Rule of Two anyways, but...
But go back further.
Yeah.
Just go back even further. You know what? Fuck it. Show me the fucking, give me, like, a Mandalorian movie with... What was his name? The guy who was the Jedi Mandalorian, the first one, with the darksaber. What was his name? I can't think of it.
Vizsla.
I know, but it was something else. Something Vizsla. Or was it Vizsla something else?
No, because it's pre-Vizsla is the guy in the Clone Wars.
Right. Fuck. Was it just Vizsla? I swear he had, like, a... Whatever. Anyways.
He had
give
a name
us Vizsla.
Sure.
Just give us a Vizsla Mandalorian
Or
movie.
Give us the Jedi Mandalore War movie, maybe.
Yeah,
that would
they
be
have
cool.
So
like,
much
you guys
can
market the fuck out of the Mandalorians. You're already doing that with the show. You can go back in time and... Dude, just make a whole movie about the Mandalorians on Mandalore when it was they were like the battle race or war race or whatever.
See, that's the issues with the movies we've been getting. They're not expanding the universe. they're adding on to pieces that we already know about the universe, which I don't mind. Don't get me wrong. I like the detail. Rogue One, cool. We got more detail how the Death Star plans were stolen, how it led right into the fourth movie. Cool. But then everything else, like Solo, again, I guess that's kind of expanding, but like...
I don't understand how they're making bad movies. I'm sorry. I don't understand how they're making bad movies.
Rogue One was a great movie. Completely fine. Rogue One, great movie. Force Awakens, I think, was a great movie. Completely fine. The other three movies they made, is that it? Just three movies, right? After, besides those two?
Yeah.
Terrible. I mean, I haven't seen Solo all the way. Terrible. Just fucking terrible. I don't know how the fuck you fucked it up so much, but you did terrible. But now that you did them, learn from it and just continue on and expand the universe. I love how
we were in denial, and as it went on, like, slowly, like, I will fairly say that The Rise of Skywalker is a worse movie than The Last Jedi.
I can fairly say that
to you. Which is a huge turnaround. That's a humongous turnaround. Started off the podcast. I mean, I don't want to go into that topic.
I don't want to go into it either. We've already read about that so much. But Jesus Christ.
How are you making bad movies?
They have fucked it up so much.
I feel like I could break down a story good enough and then just let some fucking writers come in and write the dialogue and whatnot.
As long as they go, "Great!"
But just for these three movies, I really hope they explore. I don't want anything in the future. I want... It has to be. That's the only arrow they can do is before Phantom
Menace. Well, that's the thing, is that now that they have the
future... They're going to be like, we're going to do the prequel Palpatine trilogy of him training. Like, oh my
God. Actually, that would be kind of interesting.
Just see who has one movie, if anything.
Oh, yeah, not a trilogy.
Just make the plague, that, like, Darth Plagueis book or whatever. Yeah, right. Make that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that thing is, it like, because after, like, in the future now, it just, now it's too open. So now it's just, like, whatever's happening, it's just Disney. Like, this is just Disney spitballing, creating whatever in the future. If they go back, technically it's still them, they could do whatever in canon, but they have a bunch of other stuff to go off of, and I think Disney's is better at going off of the stuff that's already made. Like, Marvel movies are great because they have a shit ton of source material to go off of. You can't really fuck that up. I mean, you can.
I mean, it's not like we have about... When was the first Star Wars made? In the 70s, right?
I don't fucking remember. Probably something like that.
Let's just say we got 30 years of EU material.
Yeah, that's true.
Fan fiction.
See, but...
Enough material, my ass, bro. The fact that they're like, okay, we have so much... So much. And this is what we're going to do. Like, who? I want to see that boardroom. Like, they're like...
All of this?
We have all these really cool, like, children. All these... We have a ton of different, like, Force-sensitive Skywalker kids.
Would have been like...
Throw them away.
That would have been the most...
I don't want any of it. I just want one... One. You know what? One word for you. Palpatine. What?
One orphaned Palpatine granddaughter. Excuse me?
A.K.A. Skywalker. Oh my God.
So, it's funny because I feel like that's the most Disney thing they could have done anyways. Like, they could have continued it, and that expanded universe is the most Disney thing. The child of, like, a hero, and then they're, like, trying to live up to their hero or some shit, to the legend of their parents or some shit like that. That is, like, the most Disney plot, but you know what? It would have been the expanded universe. You could have changed it a little bit.
It would have made too much sense for them to do that.
It would have been like, hey, we have all this material to work off of. Fuck all of that. What do you think? What do you think? We're going to go off of what people have been making for years that have been now the cohesive story?
I'm honestly surprised they didn't make her like Count Dooku's daughter or something like that. Like,
part of me feels like maybe they should.
She's half Geonosian. Like, what?
She's actually a cyborg.
She's the daughter of Captain Rex. Like, what?
A clone daughter. Oh, no, they're sterile. They can't do that, right? Isn't that a whole thing? All right, whatever. Anyways.
No,
they could have changed it.
No, there's a clone that had a kid in the Clone Wars.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's like a deserter, whatever. Anyways.
Anyways, we're getting too far into this.
But yeah, fucking Disney. But if they need to just honestly take this trilogy, like, just be like, look, we got three movies. Let's make the three best movies that we can. We don't have to work with any legendary characters. We don't have to, like, uphold any, like, status. Saying,
just fucking...
You can completely use your imagination. Excuse me, imagination. Honestly, this is what they need to do. One man. Dave Filoni.
Literally, just bring him in. Just if they could do, okay, this is what it is.
Just bring him in.
Dave Filoni as storyboarding and writer and like overarching story creator, John Favreau as a director.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I don't think you can fuck that up. Just give those two men full reign and they're completely fine.
Absolutely.
Just please do that for me here. That brings me to the other topic, now that we can move on from us just ranting about this shit.
Okay.
That's still Star Wars related. There was a comment on IGN. Professor of gaming, he said.
Okay.
Basically, he's talking about kind
he's
of
the state.
He's obviously
a professor in the art of gaming.
Obviously. Yeah, he's accredited. He has a PhD. what was I about to say? Oh, yeah, so... He basically is responding to basically the article I was talking about that talked about the movies. It's a rumor, obviously, because it didn't look like he had any source material, and there are some other things, but I have read about it.
I'm pretty sure I brought it up on the podcast
I think you before. Have, and I've read about it before as well, but basically he said Kathleen Kennedy is done with Star Wars now, and that...
Let me stop you right there.
Oh, okay. Golf clubs? Or golf snaps?
No, poets.
Oh, poet. Poet snaps.
That woman has done so much tragedy to my beloved Star
Never
Wars.
Heard the tragedy of Kathleen Kennedy, the unwise.
I feel like we really need to stop ranting about the sequels because it's just becoming too often.
And that's what I'm saying.
I apologize.
We just need to put that off to the side and they just need to do their own thing and continue. But anyways.
Yeah, with these new movies, yeah, for sure.
And now with Kathleen Kennedy gone, because as far as I'm concerned, she was the whole reason this whole thing was terrible. So thank the Lord. But he was saying, supposedly, to expect the official word of her not being there anymore before Christmas. I guess we're getting an early Christmas present.
Let's go.
And then according to what he saw, it says that Disney demanded to know all of her projects and basically just destroy them all. He's like, no, none of these are going on. So basically what they're trying to do, from what I can tell, or at least what he's saying they're going to do, is they're going to try to basically erase the sequel by time travel, which, I mean, they've kind of already said time travel is a thing through the Force and Rebels.
So. Yeah, I'm almost positive I've already brought this
up. I'm pretty sure you... Well, I know we've brought up, like, getting rid of the sequels.
No, I'm pretty sure I brought up this exact
time travel
rumor,
thing.
Yeah.
Maybe you did. Maybe you did and I said it was stupid. I think I'm remembering that now. Well, you know what? It still kind of sounds stupid. But if they do it right, it might be good. And then the rumors actually have, which I don't know if I like this... George Lucas as heavily involved with John Favreau serving as his number two. Feel like you should just put Dave Filoni in there. Just put him in there.
I mean,
don't get me
wrong.
Dave
Filoni's gonna, if George Lucas is there, Filoni is not gonna be far behind.
Yeah, that's true.
John Favreau and Filoni are both like friends, I'm pretty sure.
Are they?
So they're, I don't
know. I'm sure he'll be on it in some kind of way too. I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't hate Lucas by any means. Obviously, he's literally the man who made all of this. But after the prequels, I don't know if I can trust him 100% anymore.
I feel like he did real good work with the original trilogy.
Yeah, the original trilogy, beautiful. I do not have a single movie that I dislike. Obviously, the fourth one, I just watched so many times.
It's a little boring, but yeah. It's fine.
But it's fine. It was world-building... Obviously, at the time, that was perfect because they had to build the world. Now we're just like, yeah, we understand all this fucking shit.
Yeah, he had a bunch of, like, wacky-ass ideas in the fucking prequels. Jar Jar Binks and all that shit.
Yeah,
so.
You can't forgive him for Jar Jar Binks.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like George Lucas, with all, like, the Disney people that have been working on these movies, I feel like they'll kind of be, like, holding him back and not allowing him to do stuff like that. So I feel like him being in there is better than someone like Kathleen Kennedy being. I would take him over Kathleen Kennedy.
Oh, for sure. Oh, no. Yeah.
He would have done the sequels way better.
Yes.
And honestly, I am all for team redo Flashpoint, the fucking sequel movies. So
I am too. It's just like, again, it's like I'm in both camps, though. I'm kind of like, just whatever, just fucking move on and do what you want to do now, because that's what you're... Because their whole point is that they just had to end what the story was going into. That's the only reason why. Because they knew people were expecting more. They had to end it. Now they can go and do whatever the fuck they want. That's what their whole point was there. So it's either you go do that or you do the other thing. They just can't do both. I don't know if they're planning on doing both. Just don't do both. Just either do one or the other. I don't know if they're like, yeah, let's restart it, but also continue it. Alternate
timelines, you know? Yeah, it's just going to confuse the shit out of people.
Either restart the whole damn thing or not.
Oh. I'm a fan of alternate timelines.
I'm fine with that, but there's so many other people who are not, and that's not what the main, not main fan base, but the main watchers are going to find enjoyable. What do you mean,
Earth 7 Anakin that never turned to the dark side emerges to save everybody?
That would be cool. Don't get me wrong. That would be cool to see. But
no, that's everybody totally, else that's is totally for the comic.
That's what I'm saying. That'd be like a comic thing. Everybody who's actually watching, they're not gonna make them enough money off the movies anymore, and they're gonna just eventually just fucking destroy everything.
It's like my parents watching the Crisis on Infinite Earths like storyline, and there's all these like different Earth variations, and they're like, what the fuck is going on like, right now?
I mean, and I'm sure it's very easy to get lost in all of that.
Yeah, it's a mess, but.
Especially when you're talking about the DC Arrowverse.
Yeah, for sure. But all right, let's move on to another topic. We've bled Star Wars dry for too long.
Just we're, like Disney.
Yeah, fuck. They're bleeding that shit dry. Yes, but I mean, it is Star Wars.
Oh, it is still. Yeah, man, they're not really bleeding it dry. Anyways, fuck. Yeah. Dump that.
Well, it's Star Wars, like, what do you call it? Like, dry season? Like, what
yeah,
do you
call it is. It like, really is. Yeah, there's just nothing.
There's nothing really going on besides a little bit of news, and then we just bleed the shit out of it and then rant about the sequels, but. Bad Batch, very cool. But anyways, more pleasant news is in the Marvel, the Russo brothers left, right? After
right, they're like, we're done. We're
done, which is fine. You did your thing, but they're going to continue doing it, which is cool. Well, I guess the only reason that they would ever come back would to work on a potential Secret Wars movie. And if you don't know what the Secret Wars is, I don't really know what it is either. It's another, like, Endgame caliber event.
Yeah, it's like a universe-changing event from what I can remember. I don't know too much about it. I remember reading about it, and I forgot. But if I'm not mistaken, the Secret Invasion, or Secret Wars. Secret Invasion, or is it Secret Invasion the one I'm thinking about now? If anybody who knows, actually, just let me know if I'm fucking wrong. So basically, I'm pretty sure it's about the war between the Skrulls and the Kree, I'm pretty sure. And it's like morally about like
that shit. I don't think that's Secret Wars.
That might be Secret Invasion. Yeah, I think I'm completely wrong.
Because I know, only thing I know about Secret Wars is that's where Spider-Man in the comics gets the symbiote, yeah, the symbiote. That becomes Venom.
Because I want to say they have to travel throughout worlds and like the Skrulls are like shape-shifting into their shit, but... Now I feel like I'm completely wrong. So, to be honest, I don't think either of us know about
Secret Wars. I know nothing about Marvel Comics in its own. The most I know is from the movies, which I think would be a really great idea to do Secret Wars, because if I'm not mistaken, Secret Wars is a very heavily Spider-Man focused, I think.
I'm not too sure, but I think so as well.
What they need to do with this next phase is they need to work towards that, and they need to make Spider-Man like the next Iron Man. Kind of.
And I would say they are definitely going to do that if they had the character. Because now that they don't have the character, what they would do, this is what they would end up doing themselves business-wise, which is why they want to do that. They'd basically be making another studio's character the main focus of their entire universe, which now means that that studio that owns that character can be like, oh, I'm charging you this much now if you want to use this character. Oh, I'm charging you this much now if you want to continue using this character. And I know Disney's not going to put themselves out there. New CEO of
Sony, Kathleen Kennedy. She decided to withdraw Spider-Man and put him... Spider-Man to Skywalker! Fuck, dude. Oh, Jesus. You know...
And that's the issue that I think...
That's so terrible.
Yeah. It's... I really hope they would do that because Spider-Man is one of the greatest superheroes of all time, in my opinion.
He's literally Spider-Man. Marvel's Superman.
Yeah, exactly. It's literally like having an Avengers, or sorry, a fucking Justice League movie without Superman. It just wouldn't make sense.
Well, yeah, no, it would literally be like the Warner Brothers not being able to use Superman because Superman's owned by a different company, which is ridiculous. Because Iron Man was the main focus of this, and everyone's like, Iron Man's pissed, child. It's like, he's not.
He's really not. He's not at all. I mean, it's cool that they kind of made him like that in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and made him like a bigger character. But realistically, you should just get your homeboy back and use him as your poster child. Well, especially since he's supposed to be like young and he can grow from here and legitimately like, I don't know. There's other ones that pass the mantle, like he passed it on to Miles, like you could do that. And Iron Man, I don't really think that happens. I don't think Tony really ever fully like passes a mantle or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just something that I hope they can get figured out.
Yeah, nevertheless, Secret Wars would be fantastic to work to. I mean, they have a ton of different events, but I feel like Secret Wars would be the coolest. And I feel like I've said, they could just keep doing these movies for...
They have so much to work on. So many years.
I don't know. They could go, like, I would say they could do this age with Spider-Man and Thor still here. They got, like, all these Doctor Strange, Black Panther, all of them make that the main focus of this one. And then they can completely make a new age with Miles Morales, Spider-Man, the fucking Iron Maiden, Iron Man's daughter.
They could do a Young Avengers. They could do fucking Miles Morales. I'm pretty sure, actually I'm just going off of Marvel Strike 4, so I can't say if this is actually in the comics. But Miles Morales, Miss Marvel, I don't know who America Chavez is, so maybe not her, and Squirrel Girl.
You're kidding me.
At least that's what it was in the game. I have no idea if that's legit. But either way, at the very least, Miles Morales and Miss Marvel, that would be cool to have them as like the start of like a Young Avengers kind of thing and move from there.
Yeah, I mean, sadly we don't know too much about Secret Wars.
But realistically, I have no idea what they're going to do here. I mean, obviously they're doing something with a multiverse because they're doing Multiverse of Madness for Doctor Strange.
Which we're not getting for a long ass time.
I know.
Sadly enough, we were supposed to get the Winter Soldier and Falcon and Winter Soldier show, and that show has been next month. It's been postponed.
Dude, I know. They've postponed so much. Like, we would have been, I think, close to two movies deep, right? Or, like, coming like,
yeah,
in a few
months.
Yeah,
this winter we would have been getting the Eternals movie. Instead, we're getting Black Widow, and Eternals has moved to February.
If we even get Black Widow. I don't think any of the movie theaters are open yet, and I think that's what they're waiting for.
Dude, we would have had Black Widow already. We would have been getting the Eternals, and I'm not sure if it was, like, Shang-Chi or something like that.
Yeah, Shang-Chi in, like, the...
In February. Wow, I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy. That's how fast they're moving.
And then we would have gotten like two shows already.
Yeah. No, three. I think all three shows. No, yeah, you know, yeah. Two shows. No, you're right. Two shows. Yeah, because the Falcon
I'm pretty sure the Loki Hawkeye, show. Think, right? Well, there's four shows coming out. There's the Loki, the WandaVision.
You're right. I think it was. Loki show was the one that was going to come out last, I'm pretty sure. So I think it would have been Falcon Winter Soldier, the WandaVision, Hawkeye, and then Loki. And we would have had, like, by the time that February movie came out, I'm pretty sure we would have had three whole shows already.
At least we're getting Mandalorian.
Yes. For now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. If September... Yeah, where the fuck is Wood? I don't know.
On that shit.
Oh, wait. Wood legs. Nice.
On that note...
Yeah, right? Seriously. But, yeah, as long as we're getting Mandalorian, I'm completely fine with that.
You know what? Let's end this episode on a good note. Yes. With just Mandalorian.
With that in your mind.
Thank you for listening. This episode has been all over the place.
And we've been slowly... To be honest, we have to pack and get up early tomorrow to go on a vacation, so...
Which, hype as hell, boy.
I'm getting a whole week off. That is fucking unheard of.
Go. But thanks for listening, guys. A little all over the place episode, but it's all good. We're a little crazy in the beginning and then just went a little informational at the end. So
yeah, not gonna lie, we tried to record an ad in between. It just did not work out. So.
Yeah, we're workshopping a really cringy ad. Stay tuned.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll hear it 20 other times and then get sick of it and want us to record another one.
Who knows what next episode's gonna bring. I think next episode we're gonna try and bring some, like, Articles to the table.
Maybe we'll bring up some games since Xbox did their summer games.
We need to, like, reshape ourselves because we're heavily Star Wars based and we're so, like, there's not a lot of Star Wars stuff going on. So we just gotta, like...
We're gonna put ourselves out there. We're gonna find something.
We'll find our true meaning.
We'll find our true north.
But nevertheless, subscribe to our YouTube that we don't upload videos to
hey,
anymore.
Hey, we'll use it for something. Subscribe to it.
Yeah, maybe we'll upload meme reviews. I don't know. Follow our Instagram at HalfPastSheep Podcast on Instagram. Post some fire memes. Update you guys on when we're uploading and whatnot. But in the wise words of the Emperor Sheev Palpatine,
God rest his soul.
Do it.
Do it. See you guys
next week.
Oh.